Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Sunday is Mother's Day. It is. Write that down, because you do not want to mess this one up. But what does Mother's Day mean really as a Jew? Is this something that, you know, Valentine's Day irritates me because it just does, because it's stupid. But Mother's Day, well, it surely is a good thing to recognize the value of moms, to celebrate moms. But maybe we should look a little bit deeper into what it's all about. Joining me this morning, and it's been way, way, way too long, Robertson Adel-Kozelski, presenter for The Healthy You, Wealthy You on Chai FM. Good morning. How are you?
Morning. It has actually been way too long that we've had a chat. Nice.
Exactly. Absolutely. So first of all, how do we treat Mother's Day? You know, is this something we get behind, we don't get behind, we just use as an opportunity? What's your thought on it?
I'm a Jewish mother every day.
Exactly. And if it means celebrating moms, then just go ahead and do it.
Exactly. So I think we should be celebrated every day. But if you're going to only get it once a year, then hey, embrace it.
Okay. So, but this concept of exactly as we've said, the Jewish mom, I mean, she's iconic, isn't she? But she's always been iconic, because the mothers hold a very, very immense power within Judaism.
She does. So firstly, we recognize that our very existence, or who we are, is determined by the mother from a religious context and from an identity context. We know that you're Jewish if your mother is Jewish, irrespective if your mother has intermarried or chosen, you know, not to stay within the faith. If your mother is Jewish, there is no need for you to go and prove your Jewishness. It's very, very interesting. And, you know, I was thinking about why that would be so. Well, one, I think there's a practical reason to it. You know, until very late, like until now, one could not prove the DNA of a child, right? Now, which is more reliable? Is the one that carried him, or the one that, you know, assisted in bringing him to life in the, you know, for a couple of minutes? So Judaism was very intuitive in understanding, if you want to guarantee the lineage of Judaism, then you do it with the mother who's carrying the child and can guarantee that I was the one that gave birth to the child. So that's like from a very basic perspective. But from a much deeper perspective, the Jewish mother is called the Akeret HaBayit, the foundation of the home. And that is not just something, you know, to make a Jewish mother feel better. But in truth, she is, in a sense, the silent operator. She's somebody that, like, works with, is given something and is asked to nurture it, to grow it, to develop it. And it's in the day-to-day activities of Jewish mothers across the world where they develop the house, not only the children, the family, the genre of the family, the next generation, through the day-to-day activities in the house. And sadly, I've got to say, Howard, and I've said this for a long time, is that being a homemaker, being a mother, has been shunned. You know, today you look like you've made it if you're now a female CEO of a corporate company. But in truth, being a mother and establishing the future generation, bringing up the next generation of children and creating that, is actually creating the very fabric of society.
Isn't that, I mean, how do we change that? Because I couldn't agree with you more. There's this almost, it's almost an embarrassment. What do you do? Well, you know, I actually don't work. I'm at home and I look after my family. It's really not viewed as being something that's aspirational, whereas the immense power behind that and the responsibility and the good that can be achieved behind that is immense. But we've kind of lost sight of that, haven't we?
We have, because we're such a materialistic society that we label people with external, you know, with externality, like how much money have you got in the bank, or which car are you driving, or what clothes are you wearing. Whereas in truth, and I can say that for a mother myself, I am involved in the outside world and involved in business and in other things. There are no greater dividends than your children. And the interest on top of grandchildren, like, it doesn't beat it. And when you think about it, when you spend so much time in the outside world doing what you're doing, and it's the Torah doesn't say you can't do it. You can. But when I think about it, like after 120, where will I have left my mark? Yeah, maybe there will be a nice bank account, or I drove a nice car, or I wore fancy shoes. But it's my children and my grandchildren that are going to perpetuate my legacy. That is my legacy. You know, everything else is a nicety, and you can do it, but that's where the foundation is. And I think women need to tap themselves on the back. I think we're celebrating Mother's Day. You know, people need to take cognizance of that the wheels of society run around the homemakers.
I'm going to ask you a fairly controversial question. In other parts of the world, particularly South Africa, doesn't feel it to the same extent. There's this tremendous push towards egalitarianism, and within our own religion, within Orthodoxy, to try and find a way that women take on very, very different roles, maybe traditional roles. And I'm not saying it's all bad or it's all good, but doesn't to some extent that negate a lot of the incredible contribution that women are making in any event?
It does. And that's the sadness, is that today we are measuring ourselves with our own man-made perceptions of what we believe we think is right. When in truth, you know, men and women have their strengths and they have their weaknesses. And, you know, you can argue about it and fight it. You might find an exception to the rule, but generally, you know, we are wired up differently. A woman is wired up to be a nurturer. A woman is wired up with compassion and with a sense of love and a sense of responsibility that a man cannot manage to the fullest extent in the home. Again, I'm not saying that men aren't good fathers, and I'm not saying that women aren't good CEOs. You know, each of us in and of ourselves have a female and male side to us, but we are predominantly one of them. And that's, I think, the brilliance, again, of the way that Torah divided it up, is saying, don't negate or take that area which you have the most influence in and use your influence there. Yes, you then can, you know, add periphery to it. And so I think that when people start working against that, we're actually working against society. And today, we can see that when you start mixing up gender roles and you start mixing up who should be doing what, we've got broken families, we've got broken family structures, and that leads to a brokenness in society across the board.
Absolutely right. Preaching to the converted, Adel Kozulski. Thank you. As always, absolutely awesome to chat to you again. We're speaking about Mother's Day.